USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Charges against the Minneapolis police officer seen in a video putting his knee on the neck of George Floyd for almost 9 minutes, leading to the death of George Floyd, has now seen his charges raised from third-degree murder and manslaughter to second-degree murder, and the other three former Minneapolis police officers who were on the scene at the time are also now facing charges. State Attorney General Keith Ellison.
To the Floyd family, to our beloved community, and to everyone that is watching, I say, George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value.
Former Defense Secretary James Mattis is now tearing into President Trump over the president's response to the nationwide protests and says the president is a threat to the Constitution. Mattis resigned as defense chief in 2018, and this is USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week, exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.